Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we've got George Earle with Marshfield Community Christmas. Thanks so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, Christine.
It's a tough year because you guys can't operate Community Christmas the way you usually do it, but you're working to make it happen.
Yes, we are. It's a hard way of doing it, but over 100 families have already applied for assistance. Donations are coming in very slow, and as you know, you mentioned, we are going to be dealing mainly with gift cards, and people don't realize that we have to go purchase those. Then we got to get those into the mail, and we're not able to have people come down to the building because of the way things are. It's truly a problem. What we do have set up, though, at the fairgrounds, the gate is locked, but it's gate B. We have a box set up with applications, and we also have a community Christmas mailbox. And there's also a big sign up telling you what to do. And if you'd like to mail in a donation, you can mail it to Marshfield Community Christmas, P.O. Box 713, Marshfield, Mass. 02050. And, we're really running behind a little bit right now. And I'm hoping everybody kind of, hey, let's get this going, because we got to get these out in the mail. And, you can see where we sit with this right now.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I know in the past people are used to going over to the fairgrounds, delivering toys, delivering everything. Gift certificates. That's changed. It has to all be cash donations or gift cards. And then when you get those kinds of resources, you have to give those out. So your time is tight too. So tell people again how they can help you out, because I know that you did okay in the telethon, but the numbers are running behind last year.
Well, if you can get your donation in the mail today, or get your gift card. And like I said, we've got a mailbox set up at the gate at the fairgrounds, right outside, bolted to it, so you can get it right to us. To the people who are applying, please follow the instructions on the application. You do have to show proof you live there, and please work with us on this, because it's a time problem. And we don't want anybody to go without Christmas, especially the kids. I mean, I miss this thing at Christmas time with all the kids and with Santa and everybody. It's just a different way, but it's better than doing nothing, So let's all work together and keep this going. And we're going to go right to Christmas Eve, so hopefully people will, let's wake up.
Absolutely. And that, George Earle, we're going to check in with you next week and see how your numbers are going, and encourage and remind people again to help out. And I know in past years you've helped out over 300 families, and I believe over 700 kids on Christmas morning to have something. Otherwise, kids who would have absolutely nothing here in Marshfield.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Christine. So I have no idea what the figure is going to be this year, but we'll see what happens,
So. Absolutely. So bless you and the rest of your merry band of Christmas elves, George Earle, with Marshfield Community Christmas. We're going to check in with you again next week, and hopefully we can get those donations up.
Thanks again, Chris.
Thank you.